every blessing that is in the church has come out of one man's obedience. That's Jesus. By one man's obedience, many were made righteous. Now they become the door for more righteousness, but it's all based on the obedience of one. And Peter says here in verse 18, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received how? By tradition from your fathers." See, it took the power of God to break you free of that. And now you're in this relationship with the Lord where you let Him deal with your heart. And you become, and I can't go into this tonight, because you're letting God deal with your heart, and your heart is pure, and you are allowed, you allow the Lord to have others mistreat you, because you trust Him enough to do that. You become a minister of the reconciliation, and you pay a price to have others come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Stephen paid a great price to have Paul come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The early church paid a great price. Some of them lost their sons at the hands of Saul of Tarsus. Some of them lost their fathers, brothers, sisters, mothers at his hands. He wasted the church. But they had this power and they had this ministry of reconciliation. So the whole time he was persecuting them, they were saying in their heart, "Be ye reconciled unto God." That's what we're, the Lord would have us for us. I know. I agree, Dave. We should be just like James says. Let your laughter be turned to mourning. Weep and howl and lament. Over what? Over how far short we are of the glory of God. And the conditions you fight and you war and the like. Where's that happening? In the church. In America. Everywhere. You have to be careful that's not in your own heart. You know, I leave here, the Lord comes to Dave. He says, "Okay, Dave." He says, "Now, you heard that word last night." He said, "Amen." Now we're going to deal with it. And I get out, and the Lord comes to me. He says, "Okay, Jake, you preached that word last night." He said, "Now I'm going to deal with it in your own heart." See, that's where the life is. Be not hearers of the word only, but let the Lord deal with this thing. Oh, Lord, it feels like you're squeezing the very life out of my eyes. No, I'm squeezing it in. You were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. See, with His obedience. And it was costly. We have cheap evangelism. China, they don't have cheap evangelism. It cost them their lives many times. Verse 22. "Seeing you have purified your souls." How? In obeying the truth. Now the last scripture in Hebrews. Chapter 3. No wonder the writer says in Hebrews, "In that day they will not have need that another teach them, for they shall all be taught of God." So when we leave here, the Comforter, the Spirit, goes with Siva. He goes with Audrey. He goes with Karen. He goes with you. He goes with me. And He deals. "The Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth enviously." He's talking about the Spirit of God earnestly desiring to make us like Christ, to bring us to glory. the flesh lusts against the spirit, but the spirit is lusting against the flesh. Don't you feel it? Your flesh is saying one thing, and the spirit of God said, my desire is not that at all. It's just the opposite. Chapter 3, verse 14. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast firm to the end. What confidence? That when He speaks a word to us, we obey it. And we receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our soul. Wherefore, or while it is said today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Oh, it is so subtle. It is so easy. And we say no, deep down inside, and we go out and do something religious. And we try to give God a substitute. And He says, if any man will open the door, He said, I'll pour you out a blessing you can't contain. Harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation, verse 13. Verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Doesn't mean that you quit going to church or quit reading your Bible. It's that God wants to take you someplace in your heart and you say, no, I'm not going there. I'm not giving you that heart response. I'm not going to make that confession. I'm not going to make that apology. I'm not going to make that restitution. And you depart from the living God. Lest, exhort one another, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And here the Israelites were, going to church all the time, and totally deceived, thinking that they were righteous, thinking that they were rich and increased with goods, and knowing not, they were poor and miserable and wretched and blind and naked. Father, we thank You for the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the Son of God, who has come with the light of life. And we thank You that You have shined it into our hearts. And Lord, we confess to You that our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked. And unless You help us, we will deceive ourselves. But we do not want to be religious, Lord. We want to have a relationship with You. We want Your life and that more abundantly. Lord, I pray today that whatever is in our hearts that is unlike You, that we might even want to cover up, that we will bring it to You. We ask that You would enable us, Lord, to make that confession. We ask that You would make us willing. And we ask, Lord, that You would make us obedient, that we might eat of the good of the land. Even as we wait before You tonight, Lord, speak to our hearts as individuals and show us that thing that You want us to do that will bring us the life of God and the righteousness of Christ. Help us, Lord, to walk circumspectly before You. Create in us a hearing ear, a seeing eye, and an obedient heart. And help us, Lord, that when we turn to the left or the right, we will be quick to hear Your voice correcting us and saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Father, I ask that You would create in us a soberness in the midst of the drunkenness that is all around us, that we would be sober, that we would walk circumspectly, that You might find us to be delightful to You.
my children, I have come to you with a sword this night. This is a sword of division, and I place this sword into your heart. The sword divides asunder flesh from spirit. Awake, my children, and realize what the difference is. You must walk in the Spirit of God. The flesh will have to be revealed to you. Do not put a covering over your heart. Do not put a covering and a veil over your eyes that you would not see what the Lord thy God is trying to bring to you tonight and show to you. For I tell you, my children, the heart is deceptive above all things and desperately wicked. Who can trust it? But I, the Spirit of God, shall send my Spirit to you, and he shall be a revealer of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and he shall bring truth to you, my child. But do not hide or cover yourself, but look into the face of the Lord thy God. Allow your heart to remain soft. Allow the Spirit to come in and reveal what is there. And let a great amen and agreement come up out of your heart. Let the heart of obedience be in my children, for all that is so pleasing to me, that you would obey the word that I put into your heart, that I would show you the wickedness that is in there. For I come not to condemn you, my child, but to expose to you what is in your heart, that my Spirit might come and remove it from you. If you will but listen and obey the Spirit of God, the word that comes to you, it shall bring life unto you. Look not to the pain, look not to the suffering, look not to the death that it is going to cost you, but look, my child, into the face of Almighty God and the life that you shall receive and the life that you will be able to give to others round about you through your obedient heart.